Hi, it's Simon Reynolds here, and today I want to talk about the importance of staying calm at work. And I want to talk about some of the techniques that you can use to stay calm at work. You know, work is obviously very, very stressful. Business, owning a business, being an entrepreneur, being a CEO, incredibly stressful versus, let's say, just being an employee of a company. And what amazes me is that other than the Fortune Institute, very, very few business schools even address the importance of actually designing systems to keep yourself calm all through the day. And yet, if you can do this, if you can stay calm, if you can stay cool during the business day, then obviously your performance is going to be better, how you appear in front of people is going to be better, and ultimately the financial results that you get from business is going to be better. So this is what I want to talk about today, four powerful techniques to help you stay calm at work. So the first one is to center yourself before you go into the office. You know, often we have all these thoughts in the shower or when we're getting ready, and by the time we come into the office, we're actually already quite wound up by whatever we're thinking about or whatever the day's challenges or the business's challenges have. And it's very, very important to just take a few minutes before you get into the maelstrom, the avalanche of work at the office, to just sit at home or at a place, you know, where you're having a coffee or whatever, and just center yourself. Just say, what are my goals? What do I want to achieve today? And what do I want to achieve in my business? Get very clear on that. Then say, what type of person do I want to be? I want to be calm, or I want to be a great leader, or I want to be efficient, or I want to be quick, or I want to be human. You know, just really just get focused, whatever it is for you, what the ideal being, that when you at your best self, who do you want that to be today? And then thirdly, just take a minute or so to close your eyes and see yourself. Do what all great athletes do and see yourself performing really well at work today. So if you do that, it only takes 2 or 3 minutes, but you're far more likely to walk in the kind of state that is going to get you great results in your company. So the second tip for how to stay calm at work is see yourself as a master problem solver. You know, there's been a lot of work on the power of self-identity, and Dr. Jason Selk, amongst many others, have shown both in the sports and business community that how we perform is inextricably linked to what our self-identity is. If we feel that we're X, then we're more likely to behave in accordance with X. So what I suggest for the business world is that you see yourself and you work on thinking of yourself and aiming to be a master problem solver. So you talk to yourself like you're a master problem solver. You ask yourself, what would a master problem solver be like? How would they handle challenges and stresses at work? Because there's so much change and so much challenge and so many problems in a business, to actually take on the self-identity that you're outstanding at solving problems is one of the most powerful self-identities you can have. Because when things go wrong, you're not flustered, you're not worried at all, because you see yourself as a master problem solver. So there's a huge amount of work that people can do on self-identity, but start with that. Start seeing yourself as someone like that, who's not in the least bit affected by problems that might enter your business world. The third technique is take nano breaks throughout the day. So what I've found is if you just take 5 1- or 2-minute breaks where you just take a few deep breaths and you just relax a bit, and maybe you just literally do a 1-minute walk and you come back and you do that throughout the day, let's say 5 times throughout the day, you would be amazed what a stress reducer that is. Just stop and pause, just get mindful of your situation, calm down, get centered, and then go back to work again. And the fourth technique for staying calm and zen at work and in business is to choose to be happy. Now that seems like a strange thing, but there's a lot of research on happiness. I've written several books on happiness. And the truth is that if you make the choice that you're going to be happy, regardless of the circumstances, in many cases, you can become happy, and you can certainly become much happier than you were before. And Dr. Robert Holden in the UK has done a lot of work on this, and I recommend his research. But basically, you can say, yes, I have a tough day to day, but I'm going to not only do it well, I'm going to choose to be happy while I do it. Or yes, I have to sack two staff, but I'm going to choose to not let that affect me in ways that stop me doing it well or communicating well. Or yes, my business is in problem, has a lot of problems, but I'm going to still choose each day to be happy when I come in at work. And, you know, it may seem strange to suggest that just by making that choice, you can be happy. But the truth is, the choice has a huge amount to do with someone's personal life satisfaction. So I hope you find those tips powerful, and try today to institute all four and just see what an extraordinary, calm, fantastic day you're going to have in your business.